aircheckdownloads.com.
Delight Screwers in the Heart from Radio 1. It's almost 3 o'clock. Here comes a new excellent single from Leo Sayer.
Read my mind and read my body.
Connor Reeves.
Only you can make my fantasy.
Connor Reeves and his new single, which is called Read My Mind. Sorry, I was dozing off. Hello, this is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. This is Lovely Comedy Dave.
Hello.
Simon.
Hello.
And Dominic.
Hello.
Dominic doesn't do anything. He's not a part of the show. He's just wandered in for a chat. Still to come on the show, new songs from Busta Rhymes, Aretha Franklin, and Herman's Hermits, all coming up. 97 to 99 FM.
Hardcore, rap, ragga, swing, hip-hop.
365 days of the year.
A classic song from The Cure. After the new song from Cooler Shaker, this is The Sound of Drums at Radio 1. Radio 1. Why are you so evil?
What's the matter with you today?
This is one of the best records ever made.
Yeah.
By The Cure, Lullaby, right? Yeah, you chopped off about 5 or 6 seconds from the beginning.
I chopped off 22 seconds.
Are you not happy with The Cure's music?
No, but because I made a mess of the last two little... Right now. Because I made a mess the last two little musical joins, I thought it'd be clever, and I thought that one worked better.
Because you started it here.
Yeah.
Right. Which is fine, but you chopped off all this.
Yeah, but I didn't know how I was going to do that, so I just thought I'd chop it.
Robert Smith's been on the phone.
Has he?
Yeah, he said, what's wrong with the beginning bit? Do you not like it? And I said, look, I'm sorry, Robert. It was Dave's fault. He says, well, we spent 22 seconds making that, and then he just chops it off and brings it in at this point here.
I thought it worked better for musical continuity.
You're such a tart. It's Busta Rhymes! Busta Rhymes, with a little help from Knight Rider's theme tune. It's cool, isn't it? And it's called Turn It Up. Turn It Up, man. And Turn It Up, by the way, is also the name of the music feature that I do on Sky One's Showbiz Weekly, as I'm the music expert on that show. Know absolutely naff all about music, but still, it's 50 quid a week, isn't it? So check out Sky One if you have a satellite dish or cable. It's a really good show. Prime time as well, viewing on Sky, 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. But it's a good show. Tune into it. Are you ready?
Let's go.
It's time for Baby Spice's Agony Letter Spot. If you haven't heard the feature before, every afternoon around about this time, we do Baby Spice's Agony Letter Spot, where I read out an agony letter to our very own agony woman herself, Baby Spice from the Spice Girls. Hello, love.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Did you have a good weekend?
It was quite good, actually. I won £2,000 on the Chelsea game. Put a little bet on this one.
All right, little swift bet.
Oh, yeah. I like going down the old bookies.
I'm sure you do. I've heard that about the Spice Girls.
Hey.
Nothing. Here's today's letter. It says, Dear Baby Spice, I have a problem and I really hope that you can help me. I've been a singer with the band for the last 2 years. It's an all-girl group and we get on very well. Or at least I thought we did. About 3 months ago, one of the girls started to take over. She thought it was her band and that she should do all the interviews. Every time one of us were asked a question, she would jump in and answer it. I really did start to hate her. I spoke to the other girls about kicking her out of the band, but they were too scared of her ginger hair and fat bottom. So I decided that I would tell her that we hate her, and I did. Emma, you can imagine how shocked I was when the rest of the band took her side and then kicked me out of the band. I thought they were my friends, but they disowned me. Baby Spice, can you please help me as I'm at my wit's end? Should I try and talk to the girls and make them see that I only wanted what was best for the band? Should I try and talk to the ginger ratbag and make peace with her, as maybe deep down she is misunderstood and lonely, just seeking the attention that her parents never gave her? Or do I tell her to get stuffed, as she is so obviously a weird, screwed-up, attention-seeking freak? Yours in the worried state, Melanie, tell you what you want in Liverpool. So, what do you have to say to that, then, Baby Spice?
Well, firstly, thanks for your letter, Melanie. I really feel for you. I really, really do. I understand your problems. They seem to ring a little bell with me. In fact, I can hear it now. Ring, 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 ring. What you could do is try and understand what this girl is going through. Why she is such a cow. Try and talk to her and understand her feelings. Why is she like this? Why is she so horrible? Why does she always try and take over when this is supposed to be a team effort, not a bloody one-girl show? I mean, who does she think she is? You could try and talk to her. But then again, I suggest you slap her, as she sounds like a weird, screwed-up, attention-grabbing freak. And if you have any other problems you'd like me to sort them out, then write to me, Baby Spice at Baby and Spice's Egg and Letter Spot, Radio 1, London, W1N, 5DJ. Don't forget the stamp, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye!
97 to 99 FM, this is Radio 1. It's the breakfast show, Biggie This Week, Aretha Franklin. A Rose Is Still a Rose. And the new Blues Brothers film comes out soon, Blues Brothers 2000. And Aretha Franklin is on there again, doing another version of Respect, but for the 90s, man. She's in the house. She's got it going on. She's rock and roll, isn't she?
Yeah.
Good. It's 22 minutes past three. I'm Chris Moyles, in for Mark and Lard. Primal Scream next. We'll take a quick commercial break.
The update. Radio 1's global update.
Meow, 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 meow.
The new cat food for dogs.
Radio 1 is fun. It's the station that's alive. We're on 275 and 285. Radio 1,
happy radio.
Radio 1,
where you get
everything
you're looking for.
Listen to Radio 1.
You bet.
It's fun, it's one, it's the best that is around. Sound of National Radio 1.
And we're loaded as well with today's best music. 97 to 99 FM Radio 1. I am Chris Moyles, filling in for Rosie and Mark and Lard until 4 this afternoon. Dave Pierce is back in the land of studio-ness after being at Bar Brookie on Friday. And he was trolling. Did you hear that show?
Wrecked,
he was. But he was very, very excited. Apparently, he dropped one in Bar Brookie. He was very pleased. He's going around telling everybody, I had a fart in Brookside. He's very... You've got to give him credit. God bless him.
Take off your shirt, squeeze your nipples, open your window, and shout hallelujah. Chris Moyles is on in the afternoon, now on Radio 1.
You just walked in,
gotta have some fun.
Stop the Spice Girls. How many people have said that before? But it's still a fantastic record, whether you hate them or just think they're fat, talentless women. Stop. Stay there for Mighty Mighty Boss Tones and Supergrass next.
Radio 1 News.
Good Lord, it's Richard Evans at 3:30.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1 Newsbeat.
The government's football task forces. That's it, we're back with news and sport at 4:30.
Radio 1.
Hey, sexy man.
You talking to me?
Of course I'm talking to you.
What do you want?
I just want to say what a pleasure it is working with you in the afternoons, and I'm really going to miss it next week when Mark and Lard are back.
I wish I could say the same.
Cheeky kid. I'm coming around to slap your legs. But this time you can keep the money. Right, lovely. Hello, I'm the saviour of early morning radio, Chris Moyles, but on in the afternoon.
Drive safely.
It's 3:33, it's Monday. Ian Brown, Catatonia. Backstreet Boys all coming up. Dave Pierce on the way at 4. And this is Supergrass at Radio 1.
NewJackDownloads.com.